Welcome to Monster Monster, a real play Dungeons and Dragons show with comedians playing characters. I'm your DM, Kevin Eggleston, and I'm joined by...
Tyson Cox. I'm playing Chester Benefield. He's just a good old boy who'd like to do some punch-em-ups, being good.
And my name is Tyler Waltz, and I will be playing Ekram. He tries to shy away from violence, but he completely understands that sometimes that has to happen, but would most likely go a diplomatic route.
That always makes for a fun, exciting sword and sorcery story when somebody just wants to talk through their feelings.
Yeah. Well, when it doesn't happen, hyperviolence seems to be the answer.
Hyperviolence? Oh, no, that makes Chester unhappy.
All right.
No, non-lethal. Non-lethal.
Yep. Anyways, where all punches are lethal, just like in real life. So last episode, you folks were busy chasing a cultist through the sewers. You met with a necromancer that dished some good old wisdom, and you guys are trying to prevent this cult from waking a sleeping god that has a city built on its back. Did I sum it up pretty good? Did I miss out any parts?
That's pretty good. We met the big space time dragon.
Yeah, that was neat.
I got beat up a handful of times.
You did walk into a lot of punches. You really have the Rocky Balboa approach to combat. Just, if my face can absorb the blow, it'll be good.
I have to worry about CTE later.
Actually, they don't have a way for me to roll for that.
So it's just yes.
Yeah, every couple combats, I just take one away from your intelligence.
We are not far off from negatives.
Yeah, no.
No, I meant like we're already at negative one modifier. I meant negatives.
Yeah, no, I knew where you were going with this. I wonder if it goes back around like Gandhi.
Oh, let's find hostility. Out. Let's find out.
So all of a sudden your character's like, I'm one with the universe.
Just mega mind head.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fluid.
That's the swelling.
Yeah, that's a lot of fluid.
Yeah. All right, so you emerged from the sewer to find yourself in what you assume is still the city, but it's a better city than you've ever seen. Cleaner. The streets don't have detritus and garbage piling up. There are streetlights that aren't broken. There are magical unicorns pulling chariots. A griffin soars through the air with a coach behind it, and rich people throwing champagne into other beverages out the windows.
Do I see any grass?
Roll perception.
6.
No, you see no grass.
I see no grass.
Was that a roll to determine if there was grass around? Or if he just saw it?
Yeah. You know, just to see grass.
He's just looking up.
Yeah, it's like,
they don't have sky grass. How fancy can this place be?
Yeah, it was more to just to see if it was greener. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You wasted a lot of time on that.
I didn't.
No, it's never wasted if we get a bit out of it.
Yep.
Hey, Ekram, do you think we're going to fit in here?
Buddy.
Immediately, a unicorn rolls by, and the unicorn actually looks at you and goes, "Oh, you boys don't belong here, do you?"
Oh, hello. Fancy to meet you, and I go to shake his horn.
Okay, go ahead and roll an animal handling.
I'm just going to watch.
Yeah, I'm going to roll real quickly, look at the stats for a unicorn kick.
A 7.
Okay.
I actually have a +2 in animal handling.
Miraculously.
Oh, man. This is going to be bad for you, bud.
This is a good way to start.
Yeah.
I don't know what grass is, and you get kicked in the head.
Hey, thanks for listening to Monster Monster, a professional D&D podcast.
All right. Oh, this is not going to be a fun day for you. It's a 13 hit.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Well, you
narrowly
dodge a hoof.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, shit. It gets 2 attacks.
All right.
14.
Still misses.
Okay.
Oh, you think the first time is the first time a horse has tried to kick me?
Was this the first time you tried to manhandle its horn?
It's an aggressive first move.
I, I just thought it was a polite. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry, sir. I apologize. Also, no harm, no foul.
Is it just a unicorn? Just a solo unicorn?
No, it's pulling a carriage.
Oh, okay, and the people are just watching.
Oh, what would you do if you watched a man try to assault your horse carriage?
I would let fate happen, like I'm doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. They're kind of like, oh, let the unicorn hit the poor.
All right. But, hey, I just go, hey, whoop, and I back away.
Yeah, all right, smooth. Smart.
I'll try and talk to the people in the carriage.
Okay. What would you like to...
I'll say, hello, and I kind of just point, and I'm using deception, and be like, this, and I point to the sewer that we emerged from. He's like, they left the manhole cover off, and me and my friend, we fell. Is there a place nearby that we could clean up?
The couple in there, it's an elven couple. They did a Looney Tunes. Oh, that's so funny. Yes, there's a tavern down the way. It's the Gilded Lily. You could go to the Gilded Lily. Or I don't know. They might not have drinks that would be. And she looks at Chester, just suitable for you. They don't come in cans.
Well, that's fine. I mean, they don't have to come in a can. I'm a cup, goblet.
But I'm sure, I think there's, what is that name of that police bar? The one that all the mage constables go to? The Brass Star? Brass Star. It's on the edge of the spine. You'll find it. Just follow the sound of frivolity and uncouthness.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your kindness.
And they trot off, and the unicorn just like...
stink eyes me?
Yeah, it just is mean mugging the hell out of you.
We learned something today. It's not the first move.
Generally, if something is protruding from something, you don't grab that first.
I woggle your nose.
General rule of thumb for, I think, any being on this plane.
No, I thought I was reaching. Yeah, whatever. Hey, anyways, I mean, the cop bar sounds like where we'd fit in best, but also
least.
Yeah, yeah. That feels like it might have been a trap. Can I roll a retrospective insight on if they're just trying to get us arrested?
Yeah, sure.
Flashback insight. No, natural one.
You think to yourself, if you can't trust the police, who can you trust?
Yeah. I do have brain damage.
No, this is a fantasy world, so ACAB does not exist.
It's a all-town guards. Or
all
a tagag.
All cops are kobolds.
All cops are kobolds.
Yeah, I think this is our best bet. I fake it till we make it. I think that's the best route right now.
All
right.
So none of you want to look to see if you can even pick up the trail of the...
I can't see cultist. Grass, my guy. I was like, what do you want from me?
Hey, how about we go to the bar after we check that cultist? Let me look around real quick. Let me look at all this grass that's on the ground all around us.
Well, my mentality is that we need to get cleaned up so we're not picked out here immediately.
What do you want for the following the cultist?
You know what? Because I know you... Investigation.
All right, so Kevin doesn't want us to find the cultist. Yeah,
that felt spiteful.
I rolled an 8, so a 7.
Okay. You see a trail, but it pretty much has been kind of mucked up, beaten down by like all the traffic on this road. That unicorn stomping around really did a number on any discernible path. You are kind of presented with some options. You could try to go to the Gilded Lily. You could go to the Brass Star. You could try to search around this area. As you look around, you see rows of very refined-looking buildings. I mean, these are houses, townhomes, a few what looks like libraries or magister shops. Or mage shops, I should say, not magister shops. But magisters, you know, it's a bureaucratic center. It's a hub. It's the spine of the city, as it were.
Mm. Hmm.
What do you think, Chester?
Oh, fuck. I was going to ask you the same thing.
Okay. My opinion is that if we don't get cleaned up from this sewer adventure and maybe try and procure some better clothes in this district, were going to stick out like a sore thumb, and it would make it very difficult to gather information from people that already would not trust us.
Can't you, like, bippity-boppity-boop us clean with your magics?
I don't believe I can clean us with magic. If you remember, I can disguise us as different people, but that doesn't necessarily change our state of cleanliness.
Could you disguise us as cleaner people?
Somebody didn't have prestidigitation?
I do not have prestidigitation.
All right. Well, I guess let's go to that cop bar.
Just have mage hand just constantly rubbing to get all the grime off.
Oh, no. A sponge full of water weighs more than 5 pounds. Yeah.
You also spy a delightful bird bath in one of the parks.
That's good enough.
I'm pretty thirsty. Let's take a drink out of that bird bath.
And then clean ourselves.
Get up to that cop bar. If we're just trying to get clean, we can just bathe here.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to clean our place. This is exhilarating.
This is good radio, guys.
This feels
radio.
Like we're going to meet cops no matter what we do. Yeah, right. So let's just go to them. Right? Let's take the initiative. Like, we're going to be bathing, and they're going to be like, hey, what are you doing? And then the constables are going
to
get us.
This is like a bad 80s movie where you guys are like, you know what they'll never expect? Us to attack. Yeah. Like, yeah, because it's two of you against an army. That's a terrible plan.
But just like the 80s movie, we still win.
And both of us have great hair.
Yeah, okay. This is a fantasy
hang on.
World.
If it's fantasy world, then yes.
Chester's also bald. In no world do I win.
Yeah. No, he's got a delightful handlebar mustache. Did we ever establish that he has a handlebar? He feels like he has a handlebar mustache.
Oh, yeah, he does. It's on the character work.
Yeah.
Oh, the thing that everyone sees if you're looking on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you make your way. How do you guys want to make your way down to the brass star?
On a piano on a lift, that way we can
way too fast
keys. Yeah,
you know, faces pass.
Just on foot probably.
Yeah, I knew. I didn't think you all of a sudden had horses in your pocket.
I was gonna crawl, honestly.
I'd like you to use the watermelon crawl.
Yeah,
I'd like to get on a nice motorcycle.
I meant, were you like trying to like sneak through the side streets, or were you
probably
just walking downtown, like strutting?
I was just gonna go just strutting, but yeah, it sounds like we're going side streets.
Yes, especially in an area that we don't know. I feel like we need to be as careful as possible.
Yeah, sure. That's probably a good plan.
All right. You guys, go ahead and give me a stealth check. And that's not going to be a super high one. It's just kind of, are you walking enough to not draw attention?
12.
Okay. 15.
Okay, that's great. So you managed to make it to the brass star. As you look, it's exactly what you expected. There is a fairly, it's still nice, but it's been a little bit, you can tell, like, brawls have happened there. There's a little bit of wear and tear on it. It's not in keeping with kind of the luxuriousness of the surrounding. And jutting out of it, there's no sign that reads tavern. You just see a singular star hanging from it, the post of the bar. You guys open, and it's one of the only rooms that's got those swinging saloon doors like in an Old West movie. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
As you guys walk in, all of a sudden, this loud, rowdy bar goes quiet.
Always a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone turns and looks at you.
It means they're preparing to sing us a song in unison about how welcomed we are into their establishment.
I panic and go, howdy, damn it.
The bartender looks at you. It's a surly-looking lizard folk.
Nice.
His frill kind of just shakes a little bit in anticipation.
Oh, he's going to spit. He's going
And he, what precincts you with, boys?
Can I roll a perception to see if I can, like, pick out some badge numbers?
Sure.
I'd say, what district were we in before? We were, because now we're in the upper crust.
You left the sweetbreads.
Sweetbreads, yeah.
17.
17 with a perception. You see...
Oh, I'm sorry. My brain was in deception, not perception. Oh. That is actually a 14.
So wait, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to see badge numbers, or are you trying
I'm trying to see the badge numbers. Okay. I'm about to lie, and I got ahead of myself. All right.
So you look around, and you see different basically what you see on these badges is kind of anatomical. Sorry, this makes sense. See a big dick on one. No, yeah. You see various anatomical drawings. No, you see like there's one that's got a stylized heart. You see one that's got the stylized spine. You see is kind of a collection of the regions making up the city.
Okay. Would I be familiar with what the symbol would be from our district?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Before you say anything, I think to myself, because I know you can read my thoughts, right? We've established that.
I have to activate it. It's like a once.
I thought you said it was always on.
If we're talking about rules.
Yeah, it's kind of a bonus action.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I'm going to think to myself fruitlessly, like, just tell them we're looking for a job. Tell them we're looking for a job. Tell them we're looking for a job.
Oh.
So you just see me just staring at you. Like, yeah.
I don't know if I would pick up to read your mind.
No, nope, that's it. Fine. We're playing it. You already did your thing. You didn't have it on. We're committing.
Yeah. I will lie, and I will basically say that we've been sent by that district.
Okay. So it'll be a contested roll against his insight.
Oop, shit. Fell. It was a 19 plus 5.
Okay. What do you say?
I basically say, we actually aren't officers, but we were sent here by some friends of ours on the force from, and then I say our district, to basically help a buddy of mine gather some information for something that is, let's just say, not above board.
Oh, use guys informants, huh? We got some stoolies. Well, you know what they say, guys. Snitches get free drinks on the house.
Oh, boy, Chester is torn.
And he pours just like two mugs of ale for you guys.
Thank you.
And some of the cops, all of a sudden, it just, you know, they go back to their conversation and they're talking. So you guys approach the bar, grab your ales. What do you want to do while you got those in your hands?
Bathe.
Yeah, cool. Do you have any questions for him?
No. Chester's not chuffed to be here. He's a little like, oh, fuck.
I mean, yeah, I definitely am too. I think I'm just a bit better at faking.
Yeah. Well, Chester has a reputation, which he's not exactly jazzed about having. Mm-hmm. So he's super nervous about being here. So he's just trying to like keep his head down, which probably helps him blend right into the cop bar.
Probably helps that you're covered in excrement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's us, the shit boys. We're the shit snitches.
We had a mishap with a manhole cover being left open. We fell into the sewer. That's a story for another day. I do have some questions about, has there been any chatter about, and I described the cult leader, like these individuals going in between districts?
He kind of is busy serving drinks to the other officers, and he just gives you a nod to the back of the room. And if you follow his gaze, that nod, and you see sitting at a table, she's the only person without a beer in front of her. She's hunched over piles of scrolls, journals, notebooks. You see a dwarven woman just kind of in that manic phase of trying to piece together something. He goes, if you want to talk cults, I suggest you talk to Sergeant Pewter over there.
Thank you. Final question. Is there a place that we could clean up really quick?
Yeah. The worst part about being a lizard person is I actually smell with my tongue. So I am literally tasting how horrible you guys smell. It is not great. There is a bathroom.
So are we, to be honest.
Yeah, I only hope it's worse for you. restrooms in the back, boys. Get soaped up. And then he turns to Chester and he goes, I recognize you, buddy. You do any time ever? Did I maybe bust you back in my old cop days?
Just keep doing that.
No, that's what he's like.
Okay, roll a deception with disadvantage.
Can I?
Just like,
Can I help?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. It wasn't like I was just like.
Or wait, that would give him advantage. Yeah. So
he cancels that. You get to roll normal.
16.
Oh, all right.
16.
No, the guy I would remember, let's see if he can beat you. No, the guy I remember, he was a more talkative one. He was a real life of the party. You, honestly, with the way you smell, I would keep my mouth closed. It would just, you don't want any of that getting in there, but I can taste it. All right. So you guys head into the bathroom to get cleaned up?
Yep, and then talk to the dwarf.
Yep.
Describe the getting cleaned up, I guess.
It's a Final Fantasy VII style montage where we have to hit buttons and cutscenes.
Yeah, there's a quick time event. Yep. Press X to turn on the water. Oh, didn't tap it enough times.
It's cold. No.
Scalding hot. You didn't balance it right.
Hey, man, like we're just, I'm, you know, wiping off all the filth and grime and having to like dunk water and like get all the, so it's gross and takes a minute, but it's like, hey man, like.
You look around, you see the cleansing stone that you just kind of touch and it prestidigitates you.
That's nice.
He's meanwhile taking a horse bath.
Yeah. I prefer
pits and tits.
Yeah.
Irish horse bath, because that's who I be. But while I'm washing this stuff, as I turn and you're just like, whoop, I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
I'm already naked.
Like Bronson, just naked and covered in butter. Hey, man, like I don't think you should probably, look, hey, my name's Bill here. Let's maybe that, just wash my clothes. I'm like, just call me Bill.
Yeah, that's completely fine. I don't want to be here any more than you do.
All right, good night.
I think it would be suspicious now to cast disguise self on you at this point. So
yeah, please don't do that.
Honestly, if you just want to kind of hide out, I can talk to the dwarf. I don't know how comfortable you are.
I just kind of keep my head down. Yeah, I'll just keep my head down.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I would be like, hey, where's your friend?
Yeah, right.
And when did you get with that large lizard folk?
Yeah, I guess we're gonna go talk to the sergeant.
Okay, both of you, or just one of you, or you?
I'm going to go with him.
Chester, are you going to just hang out in the stall? Try to...
No, I feel that's...
Be me. Like when you see an ex at a bar and you're like, oh, don't want to have to make eye contact.
No, because that seems more suspicious.
Okay.
So I'm just going to hang out kind of quietly behind him.
Okay. You guys make your way back through the kind of the crowded bar. You catch a couple of kind of sideways glances at you.
I put my mustache down. That's instead of it up, it's now it's down like a Fu Manchu.
And one guy goes, is that a young Sam Elliott?
Yeah, I blush. I blush a little bit.
All right, you make your way. As you get there, you have a couple seconds. The dwarf doesn't look up from her work. What do you guys want to do?
You just keeping your head down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll be like, you said it was a female, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be like, ma'am, hello. I don't want to scare you. I've just had a couple questions, if you don't mind.
She looks up at you, and you just see like that rage that only exists when you've pulled somebody away from the work that they just want to do. You guys all know that look where you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, I should not have talked to this guy while he was playing a video game, kind of thing. She just.
That's not work.
Hey, come on. It could be a real job.
Our job is literally playing a video or like a tabletop game.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's not throw stones at what counts as a job like, here, guys.
Trying to stop a cult is very different than Fantasyland.
Unless you're doing it in Fantasyland? What the fuck are you doing, man?
Wait, this is where you decide to inhabit your character and go method?
I think so, yeah.
When she looks up, I want to take a look at like all our paperwork and see if I can put anything together.
Go ahead and give me a... I'll let you do perception or investigation for that.
Oh, perception. Or
I liked the other roll better.
The one that landed in the corner, so it was just pointed upward. So do I get all the numbers if it's pointed all the way up, or is it?
It was an 11 that time. You know it was. But no.
Oh.
Yeah, he's fucking fudging rolls in front of people.
20 on that.
Okay.
That on mine.
With that, you look at this, and you see just kind of... kind of clippings from newspaper articles. It's almost like a portable, one of those like crazy person walls with string.
Nice.
She's got like a version of that where you see drawings, etchings, or sketches, and just notes on the side like calling out certain occult symbols that you don't recognize.
Mm.
But you do see several... mentions underlinings for the cult of the unsleeping eye or the waking eye. You see her kind of tight handwriting. It's neat, orderly. Do you speak Dwarvish or do you read Dwarvish?
I speak Common and Undercommon.
Common and Undercommon?
No, okay. Dwarven.
No Dwarven. Okay. So you see Dwarven kind of runes, that very tight linear writing. You can't recognize it, but it seems important.
Hmm.
And you had just said, kind of just try to general attention. Hey, what do you boys want?
To actually see if we could maybe help you.
What are you thinking you'd be helping me with?
Let's just say hypothetically, we had a run-in with these people that you were investigating. What would be your recommendation on how to handle that?
That scaly fuck over there send you over? Is this a joke? Stop sending me the weird ones, Chester.
But she looks at you. Is that what? Is that name? His name is Chester. You feckin' lizard feck.
What a terrible name.
Every Chester's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, this is Bill.
Yep, hello, I'm Bill, which is short for William.
That's a trustworthy name. You never have a problem with a feckin' Bill, you know, goddamn Chester.
Anyways, you need a hand with all that?
What do you boys know about the Kelton?
Well, from where we're from, they seem to be causing quite a ruckus. And although...
That's a way of saying it. Quite a ruckus. They're going to ruin the goddamn city.
It does seem so. I'm trying to portray that we don't know a ton, but maybe this could be like a mutual help if everybody's cool.
Mm. Yes. Yes. So you want to tell her nothing, but have her immediately trust you.
I think it's more along the lines of like, I'm leading on that we know more information than what I'm outwardly saying, but I also need to understand that this isn't going to get us in trouble is like the vibe that I'm trying to give. Like, yeah. If I had information, would I give that to you? And do we have like an understanding?
Are you asking me or Pewter or Pewter. Who are you asking?
Are you trying to be like wink and this wink says this feels that like I it's one of those backstory. Like
here's a bribe.
Well, yeah. This is one of the situations where the character is better at something than I am.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Right. So I'm going to say, gosh, how do we want to do that?
I have an idea. If you,
yeah.
I had a family member that was, I believe, sacrificed by the cult. So we kind of invested in getting them to shut down, let alone the city.
Go ahead and roll a deception.
It's not going to be great, because that's a pretty big number on yours.
I don't know if you want me to help, but... or if I can.
I believe it's a 16. Hmm?
She kind of looks at you.
Your family member...
Why? This is the most inconsistent accent I've ever done.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah. You go... Family member, you say?
Yeah.
She just kind of looks at you.
Probably somebody that owes you money. Probably a fucking Chester. Nope. Sit down, boys.
She kind of, like, aside, like, half waiting for you to, like, sit down. Like, she's not kicking you out yet, but she doesn't fully trust you.
Makes sense.
What are you boys? What do you know about the cult? What do you know about this awakening eye?
They're doing some pretty terrible things under the Sweetbread District, and well, we followed one of them here. We're trying to find them and stop them.
What did you boys find in the Sweetbreads?
Eldritch Horror. I got punched in the body and head and face a lot.
You look like you're taking a lot of. Hits to the head.
I'm still fucked up.
Yes, long story short, after we discovered that one of his family members was sacrificed, we decided to do a little bit of investigating on our own. The law enforcement in our area isn't necessarily the best. And after that investigating, we found out that where they were having a meeting. I don't know if it was their headquarters, but they were definitely meeting there. But in that, we got discovered, led to a chase, a fight, and we ended up popping out here after chasing one of the members through the city. I don't want to give away our sewer friends.
She pulls out a map of the city, and she unfolds it in front of you. You see districts you've never been to. There's parts of the city. I mean, like, the spine is kind of one of those things you've never even really visited.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's in the movies, it's in the, or the moving pictures, it's in, like, you know of this place, but you're like, you've never heard of some of these spots.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of them, you see a red mark. And she goes, you look at where the sweetbreads are, and she does it. Show me on the map. Where did you see it?
The meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll point it out.
Okay, and she puts a mark there. And she goes, boys, there's more. This isn't just in your neck of the woods. This goes all over. She points to the one in the spine, and she goes, what sewer did you boys pop out of?
Tell her.
Okay. And you see, it's pretty close to where she's got a red mark, and she goes, I've been. Go ahead and make me perception checks.
Oh, historically.
Yeah, it's been going great for you guys. Okay.
7. It's better than the last one.
Yeah.
19.
She looks around. And she just kind of looks and she goes, kind of hushes you in. She goes, I've been staking out this place. And I've seen some strange comings and goings. And boys... you look like the kind that are up for a little bit of the off-the-books kind of work.
After a nap, totally am.
The last time we said yes to something like this, we stole a box and somebody's eyes got burned out. I don't know if we are up for this anymore.
Hey,
but...
Hang on, was that
follow-up question?
In character? Was that in character?
No. Yes, historically we've been known for these activities.
We're helpful.
Boys, you meet me back there, across the street at the park. We say, when the sun's down, let's give you boys a couple hours. She looks at you, Chester. Get, you know, maybe go see a cleric or somebody with some potions or something. You look really good. You do, Ekram.
He does
the cross, guy he with the name it. I don't know. You do, you shadowy son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at not getting hit. It's...
Yeah, you though. God damn, did you catch a fist with your face just all the time? Like,
yeah, chest. Oh, Bill.
It's like a game. You played a game of stickball with your mouth.
You know, I got to keep people away from my buddy.
Yeah, man,
we were in opposite
shut the
areas.
Fuck up. The best defense is a good offense.
And the best offense is apparently your face. Yeah, that's the only reason why people haven't identified you. Just the swelling.
Yeah. If it works, it works.
Yeah, well, that number one killer, he doesn't have any bruises on his photos.
Correct. Actually, he would probably, because he was... just getting wailed on that night, too.
So, hey, boys, meet me there after dark. And we'll try to crack this one open. And she goes, be careful. There's eyes everywhere out there. This cult, they got their tendrils and everything.
Hmm.
Don't trust anyone, boys. Especially any fucking Chesters. You hear me, you scaly bastard? I don't trust you one wee bit. I know you bun spiking me ale.
We'll be very careful.
The lizard just kind of looks at her and is like, yes.
Yes, I have. An open feud.
Man, I wish I could have an open feud with a cool lizard named Chester. Yeah.
No, there's no cool lizards named Chester.
Oh.
Even though they're cold-blooded.
Oh.
He's got dead eyes. He's got doll's eyes.
Doll's eyes.
100 men went in the drink.
So anyways,
we're meeting it like a gazebo in the park.
Yeah. What's a gazebo? Yeah. How many legs does it have?
No, this is a bungalow.
A bungalow.
I'd like to... Oh, they're more devious. I'd like to go find a place to rest up and heal. Is that enough time to rest?
Yeah, I'll give you guys enough time for a long rest.
Okay.
Cool.
Hitting them buttons.
Is there anything you guys would like to do during that long rest? I mean, you don't have to spend the whole time sleeping. You can do some light stuff, if you want.
If I remember correctly, I still have a couple books that I borrowed from the Time Dragons library.
Okay. So you want to spend some of that time doing a little bit of research?
Yes.
All right. The books you're reading, they almost seem like a mix of philosophy and science. They detail kind of a hypothesis that this entity that the city's built on as a god that's been forgotten. But the thing that's weird is the common theory accepted is like once a god's been forgotten, nobody's worshiping it, it kind of just disappears. But this one hasn't for whatever reason. It also supposes that these gods exist across multiple realities. Like you're only existing on one manifestation of it. And it supposes if such a being can touch other realities, like are these things actually infinite in the realms that they kind of get through? And would different manifestations on different realms result in a different god? You also read through them and you kind of find a history of cults. This isn't the first cult that's worshipped the city. In fact, as you're reading it, you kind of realize historically the city's much, much older than you thought. It's kind of one of those things where popular kind of stories of the city only go back 200 or 300 years. Like the kind of the lore of the city itself, but you see dates and entries, little annotations that you assume are the lore worm kind of detailing, like, that's not how it happened, or... and he keeps mentioning this event. Sometimes it's described as a cleansing, sometimes as a cataclysm, sometimes just as a nothing. So that one leaves you with a few more questions than you might have. Go ahead and roll me an Arcana check just to see if you can.
That's pretty good. It's a 19.
19. With that, you kind of start to realize that this might be, like, you start to piece together, this is cyclical. These things keep happening with slightly different variations every time. And sometimes it's great. It leads to a newer, better city. And sometimes it leads to a really horrible time. The only constant seems to be this god, people trying to awaken it, and your lore dragon acting both as a person trying to prevent this and also a chronicler of what comes out of it. Chester, what do you do during your sleep or your time? Do you just take a nap while he's reading?
Some light calisthenics.
Okay. Some stretching. Describe to me your yoga poses. What do you flow from?
Warrior one into warrior two into downward dog one.
Continue.
Into downward dog two. No, I'm just kind of relaxing and just like stretching and kind of like trying to take care of my body because it's fuckered up.
All right. Anything else you guys want with this long rest time?
I think it's good for me.
Okay. I assume you guys have some sandwiches. Chester tries to make a crude grilled cheese with the in-hotel iron.
Hey, it works.
Yeah.
The soap helps slide down.
You soaped up the sandwich?
Well, the iron has the detergent and stuff.
What?
Dude, that's water. You're not supposed to put detergent in an iron. Have you used an iron?
It's just steam. Oh, no.
We're learning.
Isn't there like an anti-wrinkle thing you can put in there?
Yeah. Steam. Oh, man. We are learning a lot. Do you even own a collared shirt?
Yes.
Prove it. Go get it.
No. I just punched through the wall and pulled through.
It's not your house. You're fine. Yeah. You can punch through it.
Anyways, I relax during my rent. Why? How come you get all this cool shit and I get grilled to that I don't know how to use
you
a fucking iron?
You got a sandwich bowl.
Yeah, I didn't get my ass beat.
Your level of yes-anding just revealed a startling lack of skills in real life. Like,
I just didn't. I haven't ironed in so long.
I want you to roll survival for reality.
Yeah. It's like, well, you never put Dawn dish soap in here.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, for some reason I was like, don't you put like a something on there? Like, make it smell? I couldn't remember.
Make it smoke? Yeah, smell, probably. Smell good. You've smell been putting good. Goddamn detergent in it.
First of all, I've never done that. I've only used water. I just thought there was a thing.
So you thought you were being lazy?
What is happening?
You're like, well, I don't want to have time to get the detergent. You were right somehow.
And it'd be even better if it was one of the detergent pods. It wasn't even like liquid detergent.
Pressing a Tide pod onto that thing.
I thought there was like you put like lavender in it to make it smell good.
I'm sure there's some kind of solution.
Yeah. All right.
Don't do this.
Let's calm down. And also, I never did it because I'm poor, not lazy.
Oh, God, you just threw it back in the dryer and ran the cycle once, didn't you?
Yeah, throw a couple ice cubes in there.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Who throws ice cubes in the dryer?
It gets hot to release the wrinkles.
No, that's a thing. That's a thing for sure. No, okay, we team up on him now.
Yeah, we got him. We got him. Hey, Chad, if you made it to, if this stays in the fucking episode, you let us know.
Robert, if you're listening, cut none of this. I need you people to understand, I am dealing with minus one intelligence people at all steps of this podcast.
I'm just glad that at no point it turned against me.
Anyways, what happens after I relax and I eat my soap sandwiches or whatever the fuck?
Thanks for
you
watching.
You take 10 points of psychic damage for like not understanding ironing.
You have a nightmare about ironing clothes.
Now, as you guys rest... Chester, you kind of spend some time staring at those fine, fine knuckle tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
As you look at them, they kind of shimmer and sparkle. You go ahead and give me a perception check.
Nope. 5.
They sparkle real pretty.
Ooh.
If you were a more perceptive man, you'd almost feel like they were trying to communicate with you.
But well, thank God I'm not.
Thankfully, you miss any of that. Like, it's Morse coding very clearly at you, and you're just like, oh, that's pretty lots.
I don't know Morse.
Yeah. So you boys finish up your rest. You make your way back to the park. The streets are fairly deserted. The lights are burning with... kind of a light blue glow as the mage light inside them flickers on as the sun drops. You realize Pewter didn't give you a ton of information like where at the park. You kind of go back to your manhole cover and look about.
I mean, it'll work out. Things often do.
Say, how big's the park?
It's a fancy district, so I'm assuming it's a pretty big good park. Size. But also, she's a cop, so she'll find us.
You guys want to wander through the park, see if you can find her, or do you want to just stay outside on the sidewalk?
If you get lost, if I remember correctly, is you stay still. That way you're not moving away from places they might be checking. So I say we just hang out here and have maybe a nice conversation amongst ourselves to keep the radio play interesting.
We need to go. Oh, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, heck with role play.
No, we can stay.
Yeah, so we'd like to hang out and just wait.
All right. Akram, what do you want to do while you're doing your waiting?
I would probably be logging everything that we've done so far, taking down people's names, stuff like that. Also, we need to get a game plan for how we're going to approach this situation because we don't know the job that we're about to get handed. But historically, they go south.
But history you're doomed to repeat it unless you learn it, which we have. So therefore, this one's going to go good.
I enjoy the optimism, buddy.
And also, my name's Bill, not Buddy.
Yeah. Bill. Yeah. Wow. I'm about to let it slip that you're Chester.
Shut the fuck up.
But yes, how do we want to approach this? Do we trust her? She seems to be the only person that that is in a similar situation to us, to say the least.
Well, I mean, she doesn't seem that bad.
She doesn't.
And she's against it and seems to be upset about it. So I figure we just kind of run it straight and honest.
I say you fucking trust her. And she sneaks out of the bushes behind you guys, and you are caught completely flat-footed by this.
Oh, hey, you heard our conversation about another lady. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of female cops, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
That investigate cults? Is this a thing you'd be doing?
We have a type.
Oh, I thought I was special, boys. Get out of the fucking street. Come on back here.
Give me both stealth checks.
Damn it.
To see how stealthy you are.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's 18.
10.
Okay. You guys huddle down in the bushes. You both are hunching. She is just standing behind the bush like this hedgerow.
Boys, I'm going to be good honest with you here. This isn't exactly what we would call legal.
Oh, no.
You guys, you boys good at keeping your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're never standing out in the open talking about trusting cops or nothing.
Well, it's only a problem if people are listening.
Everyone's listening.
You're not wrong.
She says that very ominously. She
looks at you. Well, I think your cult leader is a hold up in there.
What kind of building is it?
As you look, it is one of the nicer houses on the block. It is. You see, it's got kind of a large marble entranceway. It's three stories as is, and then you see a floating tower above that.
That just feels egregious.
It is ostentatious. Yeah,
the cult leader's name is Ostentatious.
She turns to Ekrem.
It feels much, right?
It does feel a bit much. However, and I'm kind of just looking. It's like I could see the advantage of having the floating tower above, but I'm not much into architecture anyway. What do you think the plan should be?
These got wards protecting it. And she pulls out a piece of paper. You see on it scrawled in Dwarvish. Do either of you speak Dwarvish? We know you don't.
No. Unfortunately, I do not.
Okay. I think I traded one of the delivery guys. I caught him with a little bit of the old gnomish bam-bam, if you know what I mean.
Oh, very, very bad. I would never.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's illegal here, but totally fine in my other districts.
It's not. It's definitely not. It's a big old crime.
Hang on. Is this the green one or the white one?
You think you guys got white Bam Bam? Gnomish Bam Bam?
Is this a cocaine allegory or a marijuana allegory? It will affect what jokes I do from here on out.
I assumed.
Have you ever met a chill gnome? No, it's the cocaine one.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking marijuana.
Yeah.
That was going to be the jokes I was making.
Mm-hmm.
What
it's
a
good
goof.
Good to readjust.
Yes, yeah.
It's crazy that that's not legal because of how much illegal it is. I don't have any good coke jokes, dude.
Yeah, same.
All right, boys.
Let him off? He had cocaine. He had gnomish bam bam on him, and you let him off with some information?
He's for the greater good.
What is this, the CIA in the 80s? Oh, never mind. I was like,
or the CIA in the 70s.
Yeah, right.
Or the CIA in the 90s.
Yeah, right, yeah. What is this, Miami, Florida on the back of a sleeping giant? All right, it's getting too much.
Yes, welcome to Monster Presents Vice City.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would be so happy.
Making notes.
Well, we're scrapping this pod at episode 7. All right.
Hey, look, you want me examining your backgrounds, boys?
You can examine Bill's background all you want.
This seems oddly flirtatious. Do you know what a background is?
You guys are different up here. I thought Bam Bam was weed. You guys, all right, so this is, hey.
Well, you never had a little of the gnomish marching powder.
No, see, now that I would have known what that was.
That seems a bit more on the nose.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. We're back, baby. Yeah. We are back.
You boof this one.
Yeah.
You guys never butt snorted?
Hey, Robert,
keep this all in. This all stays.
This is a long episode.
I'm so excited for Robert to become the fourth character.
Just having to... I kept it in. I didn't want to.
Hey, guys, Robert here. And
I just let you know, I cut out about 20 minutes of Kevin explaining how you butt snort cocaine.
I traded him. A little secrecy for the passcodes. He says it'll get us through the wards in the kitchen. So you boys up for a little light breaking and entering?
I am, but I do have a question. Did you then immediately detain him so he could not warn them that their passcodes might be compromised? Or does he have good incentive not to do that, where he might be like killed by the cult for betraying them initially?
That is a very perceptive question.
Do you often share with your delivery boys what you do? Or you just say, thanks for the pizza?
I don't feel that.
Are you ever like, hey, you ordered 3 pepperoni pizzas. Is this for a cult? No, you don't.
No, but I just wanted... But the fella that gave the information...
Yeah, he's a delivery boy. He delivers. Not with the cult.
Oh, okay. Also, you're a little Russian right now. It's
yeah, I'm just... I'm very confused. She's having a hard time under... Like, she's worried that you give secrets to your Uber Eats drivers.
No, I...
Who are they going to tell us?
Yeah, exactly.
I just misunderstood his place in the organization. You know, some people really welcome in their...
No, it's really nice. It's kind of like where the people are like, I only buy American. They're like, we only buy Colt.
No. I didn't detain him. I didn't think he would be blabbing his mouth. Since he knows, I'll just bust him for some Bam Bam next time. Which is cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. Let's trust this cocaine addict who is in trouble with the law.
Historically, the most trustworthy.
Yes. Well, what's them passwords, I guess?
Oh, here, you have to read it. We all have to read it at the same time.
Oh, yeah, this will take my paper.
Here's the issue. Bill can't read, and I can't read Dorvish.
Which is the same as not being able to read.
No, the way he said it is meaner. Yeah.
It's not like, I'm illiterate, but I also can't read Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, the problem was that it was German, not that I don't understand any of these letters.
Yeah.
Just a moment for Bill's illiteracy. All right.
She's like, well, you boys ready to try to make a break for it. Or break in for it, I should say. That's a little bit of burglar humor.
All right.
And that's where we're going to stop this one.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hey, guys. Fun times. If people wanted more fun times, where could they find us? Where could they see us?
Yeah, so you can find us, the Monster Monster Podcast, on YouTube, Spotify, a bunch of different podcasting.
By the time this airs, essentially anywhere you listen to things.
Yeah.
And if you like stand-up comedy or Tyson, you can find me at Tyson Cox Comedy.
You can find me, Tyler Waltz, at Nerd News.
And you can find me at KavinEggleston.com or at Kavin_egg on all the other socials. Mm-hmm. Or my other podcast, By Its Cover. It's a movie podcast. But listen to Monster Monster. In fact, go to a Best Buy, take all the display phones, make it play Monster Monster.
Subscribe and leave 5-star ratings on all of those as well.
Yeah, if you enjoyed it, 5 stars. If you didn't, shut up.
5 stars also.
Move on with your day. We don't need to know you're upset.
Yeah.
No, you can let us know you're upset in our comments, not on the ratings.
Though. Correct, yeah.
You can give us 5 stars and then really be mean to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a fetish of ours, so we'll get off. So just remember that, everybody.
The energy on this is real weird.
It was aggressive, and then it was horny, and then now it's just kind of like, I don't like that he used the royal we. He used the royal we, and he shouldn't have.
Because if one of us doesn't get horny, they're going to target that person, and I don't want that to happen.
Also, we have a Patreon. Check it out. We love you guys.
Bye.
Oh, we do live shows. I just wanna roll. At 20 or natural, hit that shit like critical. I just wanna roll.